الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, our most beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, three groups of individuals shall not see me in the dreams. The first group of individuals the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam has mentioned is the one whom is disobedient towards his parent. The one whom is disobedient towards his parent, he will never see the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam in dreams. Second group of individuals our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam has mentioned is that whenever they came to know about my sunnah, meaning they got the knowledge of the lifestyle of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, but they did not practice upon the same. These are the second groups of individuals that should not see the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam in the dreams. Third groups of individuals, the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam has mentioned that whenever my name was mentioned, meaning the name of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and that person did not recite durood, salam, salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says that these groups of individuals shall not see me in the dreams. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, from this narration we get a beautiful wazifa. The wazifa is that every lover of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam wishes that one day he strikes his luck, that one day our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam appears in his dream. He has the ziyarah of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. So why not follow these beautiful wazifas? And what is that wazifa? Number one, following the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Number two, total obedience towards the parents inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. And number three, sending durood and salam upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, this will be beneficial for us in the dunya inshallah azza wa jal, in the qabr inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of qiyamah inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala, a great wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he quotes a narration that once a person had a dream. And in this dream, he seen a lion chasing him in the jungle. And every time he tried to get away from this lion, it gets closer and closer. Every time he tries to move away from the lion, it gets closer and closer. Eventually, he's seen a huge water well and thought to himself that if I get into this water well, lion will not be able to get hold of me. So when he reached the water well and looked into the water well, he saw that the water well was full of snakes and scorpions. But after a moment, he just saw a tree overhanging, a branch overhanging from a tree over the water well, and thought to himself that if I hold on to this branch, then this lion will be away from me and I'll be safe from the snakes and scorpions inside the water well. So he held on to it. And after some few moments in his dream, he's noticing a black and white mice. And what this black and white mice is doing, it is biting onto the same branch that he's holding. And after a little while, he noticed from further above the tree that there is a honeycomb and drops of honey is falling from the honeycomb into the well. So he puts his mouth directly under the drops of the honey, and drop by drop goes into his mouth, onto his tongue, into his mouth, and with the taste, the sweetness of the taste of the honey, he forgets all about the lion waiting for him outside the well. He forgets all about the snakes or scorpions waiting for him inside the well. He forgets about the black and white mice that is biting on the branch of the tree. He comes to the Wali of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala after this dreadful dream, and he asks that, Ya Sayyidi, what is the interpretation of this dream? So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, our Buzugan Deen, our Awliya Ikram, our pious ancestors, our pious people, their job is to guide us. And Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, when he comes into the bargah in the court of that Wali of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and he asks for the interpretation of this dream, this Wali tells him that, oh man, you were running in the jungle and the lion was about to catch you, and every time you try to move away from the lion, it gets closer and closer to you. Oh man, that lion that you have made to see is none other than Malak al-Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, the angel of death. He's after you. He's coming for you. He's going to catch you. And yes, when you came close to the well, and you looked into the well, and you saw the snakes and scorpions inside that huge well, oh man, that snakes and scorpions that you are made to see in the well is the adab of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala that is waiting for you in the qabr. And then you looked onto the branch and you saw the black and white mice biting onto the branch. That black and white mice that you have made to see is the resemblance of the day and the night. It's the resemblance of the time that you have left in the world. And yes, those drops of honey that you saw falling from the honeycomb into the well, from the tree, and when you got hold of those drops and you sucked them down your tongue into your throat, those drops of honey resembles the love of dunya, hubbu dunya, that when you got the love of dunya, you forgot all about the angel of death. When you got the love of dunya, you forgot all about the adab of qabr. When you got the love of dunya, you forgot all about the time that you have left in this world. And my dear Islam brethren, and the viewers of Madani channel, this person became perturbed. He was shocked to the interpretation of the dream, and he started to cry. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. So my dear Islamic brothers, and the viewers of Madani channel, after listening to this narration of this dreadful dream, one can take many Madani flowers, many Madani pools from this narration. Just as the angel of death, Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu was salam, Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu was salam, is chasing behind that person in his khab, in his dream. Likewise, the angel of death, Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu was salam, is also chasing behind us. Yes. O viewers of Madani channel, chasing behind me, chasing behind you. Qabr is the reality. If Allah Ta'ala is naraz with us, if our Rabb Allah Azzawajal is not pleased with us, then just as this person seen the khab, seen the dream of the adab of Qabr that is waiting for him, my dear Islamic brethren and the viewers of Madani channel, meaning that very soon we also will be in the adab of Qabr. Yes, time? There's no time. Time and tide waits for no man. Every time lost is never regained. Every time that is lost is precious time. Precious time lost is gone. So, also like he's taken the lesson of the black and white mice biting onto the branch, and the branch is getting thinner and thinner, so likewise our time is getting less and less and less. And of course, hubbu dunya, the love of dunya, which is the root of all types of evils, into love of dunya, that we actually forget our maqsad, our purpose on this earth, my dear Islam brother. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in Quran Majid, kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. Mere aqa, ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, Maulana Shah, Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, in his famous translation, Kanzul Iman, he says, every soul shall have a taste of death. That means you, O viewers of Madani channel, that means me. Every soul shall have the taste of death. Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, the angel of death, is not going to leave anyone. One by one, one by one, one by one, Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu wasalam is going to take us from the dunya. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. حضرت سيدنا زاهر بن محمد رضي الله تعالى عنه. In a race that once a person asked in the court of the beloved رسول عليه الصلاة والسلام that يا رسول الله عز وجل وصلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم, how is it possible that ملك الموت عليه الصلاة والسلام, angel of death, is one single angel, but takes out the ruhs, the souls of many persons at the same time. How is it possible? Battles are fought in the east, battles are fought in the west. People are dying simultaneously at the same time, in large numbers. And yet, Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wassalam takes out the ruh, their soul, at the same time. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam replied that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this dunya tray, like a tray for the angel of death. And angel of death, Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, he picks up from the tray just as a person picks up food from a tray. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made it very easy for Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, that this dunya is like a tray in front of the angel of death. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. It comes in another hadith in Baraka. Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, the angel of death, visits every home 3 times a day. Visits every home 3 times a day. And he surveys. He looks for those ruh, for the souls to be taken. Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wa salam, the angel of death, takes out the ruh of those persons and he stands at the door. Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wa salam announces, it is not my fault. He's addressing the people of the house, the household, the family members, the brothers, the sisters. And oh, people of the house, it's not my fault. I am merely following the commands of my Rabb, Allah Azza wa Jal. But they cannot hear the angel of death. Angel of death is announcing. And angel of death says that I will be visiting your homes frequently. I will be coming again and again. And I will continue to do so until none of you are left. Tubu ila Allah. Astaghfirullah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد. حضرت حسان رضي الله عنه narrates, he says that if a person of the household, if he happens to see the angel of death with his own naked eyes on their doorsteps, if he has to see the angel of death with his own naked eyes on their doorsteps in front of them, they will certainly leave crying for the dead ones. And they will start to cry for their own ruh, for their own soul. My dear Islami brother. And the viewers of Madani channel, just try to comprehend for a moment, think that your beloved Ammi Jan is lying on the floor. Your beloved Abba Jan is lying on the floor. Your beloved Bhai Jan is lying on the floor. Your beloved son is lying on the floor. Ruh has been taken by the angel of death, Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wasalam. And you are crying. Crying for your beloved ones. But at the same time, if the angel of death has to appear in front of us, we will not cry for them anymore. With the fear of looking at the angel of death, we will start to cry for our own ruh, for our own soul. توبوا إلى الله أستغفر الله صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا رحمة للعالمين. So my dear Islamic brethren and the viewers of Madani channel, this is the reality of death. This is the reality of death. Let's look at Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim, Khalilullah, ala Nabi wa alayhi salatu wa salam, Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. One day, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam came back to his room. And in his room, he saw a stranger. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam asked the stranger, oh stranger, who dare give you permission to enter into my room? This stranger replies that, O Ibrahim alayhi salam, your Rabb Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, my Rabb Allah azza wa jal, has given me permission to enter into your room. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam immediately thought to himself, this must be the angel of death, Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam submitted, O Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, please show me your condition. Show me your condition when you take away a disbeliever from the dunya. Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wasalam said, O Ibrahim alayhi salam, you will not dare to stand to see the condition of how I look when I take away a disbeliever from the dunya. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Khalilullah, he requested again, please show me your condition. The angel of death tells Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, and O Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, turn yourself in the other direction. And after a few moments, Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu salam, the angel of death, tells Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, O Khalilullah alayhi salam, look at me. And when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam turns around and he sees the condition of the angel of death, that Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu salam, the angel of death, Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu salam, looking so dreadful, so fearful, that the eyes was a fire, body was full of pus and bad smell, head drenched from the head right up to the bottom, the most ugliest creation that he has ever seen. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, immediately he fell down unconscious. Yes, my dear Islam brother. And viewers of Madani channel, Khalilullah alayhi salatu wasalam, fell down unconscious on looking at the dreadful condition of the angel of death, Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, when he takes away the ruh, when he takes away the soul of a disbeliever. What will be our condition? What will be our condition if we have to die, if we have to leave the dunya without iman? What will be our condition if the angel of death has to take away our soul at the time when we have lost our iman? My dear Islamic brethren and the viewers of Madani channel, think for a moment that if we have lost our wealth of iman, the greatest wealth in this dunya for the akhirat is the wealth of iman. If we lost the wealth of iman in this dunya, and Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, the angel of death, has to take us away in that condition, undoubtedly we'll be heading for the adab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We'll be heading for the anger of Rabb Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya habiballah. Hazrat is Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. And Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, once they met, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam asked, oh angel of death, today are you here to take away my ruh, to take away my soul, or are you here on a visit? Angel of death, Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu wasalam says, oh Yaqub alayhi salam, today I'm merely here to visit you. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam said, oh Israel alayhi salam, when you're coming to take away my ruh, to take away my soul, will you send me some messengers? Will you send me some messengers? Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wasalam replied, oh Yaqub alayhi salam, indeed I will send you some messengers. And when Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, the angel of death, came back to the bargah, to the court of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, to take away his ruh, to take away his soul, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam said, oh Israel alayhi salam, you told me you'll send me some messengers. Where are those messengers? My dear Islamic brethren and the viewers of Madani channel, listen carefully to these messengers of death. Hazrat Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wasalam said, oh Yaqub alayhi salam, grey hair after black hair, grey hair after black hair, a bent back after a straight one, a bent back after a straight one, and sickness after health, sickness after health. Oh Yaqub alayhi salam, these are my messengers that I sent to you. My dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani channel, think, grey hair after black hair, a bent back after a straight one, sickness after health. When we get grey hair, what we are thinking about? Maybe it's the shampoo that we are using. Maybe it's the soap we are using. Did we ever think that maybe Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu salam has already sent a message to you? Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu salam has already sent a message to me? Yes, my dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani channel. Indeed, the angel of death, Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu salam, is sending his messengers. He's sending his messengers again and again and again. But we are not taking heed to the messengers of Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wasalam. My dear Islam brethren, and the viewers of Madani channel, a poet says, Hey, yaha se tujhko jana ek din, kabar mein hoga tikana ek din, muh khuda ko hai dikana ek din, apna ghaflat mein gamwana ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai aakhir maut hai. You have to leave from here one day. Qabr will be your destination one day. You have to leave from here one day. Qabr will be your destination one day. You have to show your face to Rabb Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala one day. Now don't waste even one day carelessly. One day you have to die. Do whatever you want to do. In the end is maut. Tubu ila Allah. Astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear Islam brother. And the views of Madani channel. Wake up. Yes. Wake up. Before it's too late. Wake up. Before it's too late. Before Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, the angel of death, Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu wasalam, takes away our ruh, takes away our soul from our bodies in this dunya. If we are not ready, how are we going to face the angel of death? How are we going to face the angel of death, Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu wasalam? How are we going to face the angels in the qabr, the cross-questioning angels in the qabr? What is going to be our condition on the plains of the day of Qiyamah? What is going to be our condition when we appear in the bargah of our Rabb Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? What is going to be the condition when our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is going to be there on the day of Qiyamah? What is going to be the condition when our beloved Sayyidina Ghawse Pak radiallahu ta'ala is going to be there on the day of Qiyamah? Oh Muslims, wake up before it's too late. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear Islamic brethren, and the viewers of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami, an international propagation movement of Quran and Sunnah, is now working in more than 170 countries throughout the world for the sole pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It is my Madani request, my humble request to the viewers of Madani channel that inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, keep watching Madani channel. Get connected to Madani channel. In your area, where your weekly ijtima is taking place, in your country, in your city, in your province, in your town, please join the weekly ijtima of the Islamic brothers, Islamic sisters. You join the weekly ijtima of Islamic sisters. Travel in the Madani kafiras, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Fill in your Madani inamat card, inshallah, azza wa jal. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Very soon, inshallah, azza wa jal, Dawat-e-Islami's Madani revolution, inshallah, will be reaching every corner of the world, inshallah, azza wa jal. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein. Ay Dawat-e-Islami, teri doom machi ho. Ameen bijah nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.